Jake Mangum on the Out of Bounds show. What about, so not many guys walk in the league as true freshmen and have, you know, an insane amount of success. You did. You did describe what it was like early, but you got thrown in the mix. You figured it out and you had, you know, an awesome year. Is Dakota Jordan, I mean, do you think he could play and perform early?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, it's the game of baseball. It's the same game you've always played. The talent gets better. It's the same way in pro ball. I mean, it's just every level you go up, you got to just figure out what's different about it. And the difference of high school and college is just there's more pressure. There's more eyes on you. But, you know, the guys that can handle that, they'll succeed for a long time if they can do it. If you prove you can do it at Mississippi State, you know, just from what we're seeing with guys that go on the pro baseball, if you can do it at Mississippi State, you can do it in pro ball.
No, I mean,
there's a lot of people succeeded at Mississippi State doing it in pro ball. And a lot of guys that weren't expected to do it in pro ball. That's the thing. Like, no one thought Adam Frazier would go have the career he's having right now. No one, like, no scouts thought Adam Frazier would go out and be an all-star. There's so, too many professional baseball names to start dropping, but, you know, that's just the one that always stands out to me because I love his game. But, you know, it's just, for these freshmen, they just got to understand that it's the same thing. It's the same exact game. Just, you know, it is a learning curve, but there's no reason you can't figure it out quick.
So you mentioned mindset earlier in the show, and Cohen told us that for the most part, more times than not, the difference in making it in MLB is between the ears. Everybody's
1,000%.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, in pro ball, everybody's there for a reason. Everyone's right. Talented. You know, and that's, you know, you see so much talent in college, then you get the pro ball, then you start seeing guys like that just were just born with just insane amount of power and insane amount of speed, insane amount of, you know, a fastball that comes out. It's the same in, you know, in the SEC and I mean, heck, at every level, really. There's always going to be people that are talented and. But the guys that work hard, the guys that, you know, have the mindset, have the best chance of succeeding for a long period of time. And, you know, the old saying, like, hard work doesn't guarantee anything, but it sure as hell helps.
Absolutely.
There's no secret to that.
I try to tell Blake that.
Yeah. See, I'll be the first to tell you, if I would have, you know, taken weight training seriously in high school, it would have helped me a lot sooner. And y'all know the whole story. In 2020 was kind of like my year of completely focusing on that.
Right.
Because we didn't have a baseball season. But, you know, if I could go back in time, I wish I would have worked a little bit harder in high school. You know, and that's what I haven't allowed me to have since, you know, about halfway through college. I really started training hard in the weight room. I thought I could just hit my way to the league. It doesn't work like that. You know, it's a full thing, you know, being strong doesn't help you hit a baseball, but it helps you hit a baseball harder.
And, right.
And professional baseball really cares about how hard you hit a baseball.
Sure.
You know, and you see that in drafts and stuff. You can hit 400, but if you don't hit for power, they don't care. But the mindset piece in baseball is everything. It's you really got to.
How many days do you lift a week?
All season, 6. In the end season, 3.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Hey, y'all. You know I love my meal kits from Home Chef. Home Chef is awesome. Wendy and I love it. We've ordered the meals. Empty Nesters makes it easy for delicious, nutritious meals brought to you by Home Chef. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/OOB. That's homechef.com/OOB for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/OOB. We love it. You'll love it. Wendy and I love it. Check out Home Chef today.
Jake Mangum on the Out of Bounds show. You can watch it right now. YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports. We would love for you to hit the subscribe button. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Blake Scott?
Yeah, we mentioned this already. Everybody's well aware of your what you did at Mississippi State. You started as a freshman. You end up getting the hit batting king record that year, the batting title that year, 408. But you had a ton of pieces around you in 2016. A lot of leaders, a lot of veteran guys. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to be the leader. You ended up being a huge part of the offense as the leadoff guy, but you didn't have to be the locker room leader. Last year, we saw a team at Mississippi State that kind of maybe lacked that locker room leadership or just didn't have the steadying force. Now you've got a huge group of freshmen. You've got a lot of talent. But what would you say to someone who's trying to take that step from like Hunter Hines, who last year was a good player, but this year maybe has to be a good leader and a good player? What would you say to someone who had to kind of walk that tightrope already?
Well, I wouldn't say last year they didn't have any leadership. I mean, they were a year away, year out of... And I know that that is the narrative of last year, I guess, but they won a national championship the year before. So a lot of guys on last year's team knew what it took to win a championship. But the same thing goes for this year. I mean, they got guys in that locker room that's been to Omaha a bunch and, that went in 19, that went in 2021. They got guys that have a ring. A lot of guys at Mississippi State, pretty much everyone other than that one year, never won a national championship. So, I'd say that they have experience too. I mean, you got Luke Hancock. He's the first team, team captain wearing a C on his chest in the history of the program, I think. So that's a big honor. And I know he's the right guy to do it. Yeah. Kellum Clark's third year it's kind of his year to, take over that role. And you got a bunch of guys. It's just kind of where they're at right now, and I like what they're doing right now for sure. As a whole, as a team, as a coaching staff, they're going to be just fine. I think they have a great bounce back year this year, and it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think it's all about the mound. Well, I say that I do think majority of it. Jake knows more than I do. If they can get that right, then they could do some things in May and June.